Well, it's our Let's Get to Know segment with one of the drivers, and it's Knoxville Weekly 360 driver Jamie Ball. And well, Jamie, what's a pre-race ritual? When you get to the track, what do you got to do first thing?
I don't have a whole lot of rituals at the track. It'd probably be more before the track. I'm pretty into my fitness and nutrition, so kind of load up on protein, chicken, rice, drink a bunch of water, try to drink a gallon of water every day. That's more important to me than when I get here, I just kind of hang out. My crew does the rest. They've got a way that they work together and they work well, so I let them do that and I worry about the driving.
After the races, is there a place that you have to go for meals?
No, not really. We love our shop outside of town. We have a little kind of upstairs bar living room area that got a big cooler and TVs, and we might catch the end of an outlaw race or something and have a few drinks there. Sponsored by Spirited Hive this year, so we're kind of either drinking Spirited Hive, a honey infused alcohol, or Victory Fuel. So we just go back to the shop and enjoy each other there, kind of in peace.
Now, when you're traveling, now you don't travel that much, but you will later on in the season. Where's a go-to place when you're on the road?
Subway. Try to be, like I said, as healthy as possible and kind of avoid the fried food, the McDonald's, the stuff like that, but just as healthy as we can. Pack some protein bars and protein shakes and whatnot, but yeah, that's about it.
Favorite movie?
Days of Thunder. Hard to beat. You know, really the best racing movie with the best quotes that live in infamy forever.
Favorite TV show?
My wife and I have been majorly hooked on Survivor and Amazing Race. Just something about the legit reality of it, where it's not all fabricated, and you know, we kind of considered, we're like, man, maybe we should apply for Amazing Race someday. That'd be fun.
Favorite holiday and why?
Probably Easter. I just enjoy it's before the races start. Kind of getting into everybody getting excited for the season, but then it's a good break from preparing for the winter to celebrate Jesus, and have kind of 10 or 15 of us that end up going to celebrate church and just enjoy each other's company. I think it's a holiday that doesn't have all the frills of the marketing departments in the world.
Now, I remember you in high school, but to remind everybody, when you were younger, what other activities were you involved in other than racing?
Well, racing was pretty much my life. Growing up in Knoxville, I worshipped Marion County Fairgrounds and still do today. But the other activity I did, I played soccer up until my senior year. I did quit before my senior year so that I could go race outlaw carts all over the country.
Any of your superstitions?
Not really. Pray before every race is pretty much kind of my main ritual that I feel like try not to worry. You know, I know I've prepared enough, and whatever God's will is, that's what it'll be on the track. Just pray for safety.
Racing hero, do you have one?
Oh, my dad, of course. I mean, he's taught me everything I know. Other guys I look up to, Jason Myers, Shane Stewart, people like that. But really, it's I'd say my heroes in racing more have came from people that have influenced me, from Garrett Andrews, my shock builder, has been big, Charlie Fisher with engines, you know, the guys at Maxim Chassis, Hooker Harnessed, just the people that keep us safe and that really give us friendship more than anything. You know, Kaiser Wheels, Wade there, JR and Jacob at K1, like, I find more friendships through racing than I found anywhere in life.
Other than Knoxville, what is a track that you like racing at?
Well, I'm super bummed. This year, Dubuque Speedway here in Iowa, Sprint Invaders have had it for the last 5 years. And if I couldn't go to Knoxville and I'd only pick one track for the rest of my life, it'd be that place. And they don't have it on the schedule this year. It's just an awesome track that have won a race there putting the bottom at 4,000 RPMs. And the guy running second was 9,000 RPMs on the wall. And had some good battles with Paul Nienheiser and Dominic Selzy. And it's just a track that at the end of the night, you are guaranteed good racing.
All right, flip the script. What track that you have not raced at that you would love to race at? I kind of know what you're thinking.
Eldora. I've never been to Eldora in a car myself. I've been with my dad back in the day, but never been there kind of in my adult life, I guess. And I think, either Eldora or Port Royal would probably be my answer there. I've been to Port Royal, and the Tuscarora is awesome. My buddy Heath Moyle, hung out with him out there, and just, I'm a big track guy, so I would like to race one of those eventually.
What famous driver, living or not, would you want to have dinner with?
Jan Opperman. Been pretty big on some of his books and just the way that he preached the gospel while racing. I feel like that's kind of my purpose here in life, is to bring Jesus to the track, where there's a lot of jealousy and competition and a lot of bad things go on. And the way that he did it, but he still went out and won races. He was an incredible driver. And, those were the days. If you watch any racing tapes and read books and that, like, that's when men were men. I mean, I think sometimes what we do is crazy now, but it's nowhere near crazy with how safe we are compared to what they did back then.
Best racing memory?
Oh, I probably got two that really tie. I mean, my biggest win in history is when I won the prelim night at 360 Nationals in 2016. That was pretty special. Started next to Brian Clausen, pitted next to him that night, and then he lost his life a few days later. So it's kind of a pretty cool memory. And then when we started Jamie Ball Racing, winning our first night out in the 4W, April 2021, is something that's probably going to be hard to beat for the rest of my life, short of a 410 win or, you know, a big 360 Nationals or something like that.
Is there an athlete in another sport that you admire or you're a fan of?
Peyton Manning. I was an Indianapolis Colts fan growing up. Of course, when he left, became a Denver Broncos fan. And just the way that he expected perfection and the way that he was willing to prepare to get there. He didn't expect it. He wasn't entitled to nothing. And just worked really hard and then carries himself well. A little bit odd, kind of has some quirks, but he's just funny, entertaining guy. I really enjoy watching him and Eli when they do the ESPN coverage deal on Monday or whatever.
If I gave you a pile of money and say, okay, go shop at your favorite place in your entire, you know, history, where would that be and why?
Race car part wise, probably Motor State. That's where I get all my stuff through them up there in Michigan, and you know, they have really good products and good deals. Clothing wise, Shields is pretty hard to beat. They've got really good quality stuff, both sporting goods, fitness, and I mean hunting, everyday life, that I can spend some money in Shields pretty easily.
All right, Jamie Ball, thanks a lot, and it's been Let's Get to Know.